Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Construction of Gordon Baobab Multi-Facility Economic Zone commences. Media Liaison Committee mourns Lungowe Simbotwe. In international headlines, Rwanda backed M23 issues of new recruits as talks with DRC drag. And in sports, COSAFA Under 17 Championship exit not to be labeled as failure. And now the news in detail. First National Bank, FNB Zambia, has officially launched the second edition of the FNB Zambia Visual Arts Competition, a national initiative designed to showcase Zambia's creative talent while promoting cultural pride and economic opportunities for local artists. Through the platform, FNB Zambia is reinforcing its commitment to shared prosperity by investing in art and culture as key drivers of community development. The competition will run from the 17th of September until the 17th of October 2025 with the age target of 13 to 20-year-olds. Speaking during the launch, FNB Zambia Head of Strategic Marketing and Communication Kasali Kaingo states that art is more than an expression but is an empowerment identity and a powerful voice for the communities. Ms. Kaingo says with the competition, FNB is creating a platform for young Zambians to shine while also reminding the nation that creativity has a place in building the future economy. She says the top three winners of the competition will not only receive exciting prizes but will also gain a unique opportunity to travel to South Africa to experience and appreciate art, broadening their horizons and offering valuable international exposure. The Ministry of Information and Media says the construction of Gordon Baobab Multi-Facility Economic Zone has officially commenced in Kafue, marking a significant milestone in the country's industrialization and economic diversification agenda. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Henry Kapata says the project is expected to attract over $300 million investments, generating substantial revenue for the government. Mr. Kapata says more than 2,000 new jobs are expected to be created, providing economic opportunities for the local community. He says the zone will host enterprises producing electric cars, tipper trucks and vehicle-related components, contributing to the country's industrial output.
The Gordon Baobab Multi-Facility Economic Zone right here in Kafue is a key pillar in Zambia's industrialization agenda. Cabinet approved in July 2024 with clear goals: attract foreign and domestic investment, drive manufacturing, create jobs and diversify the economy. Infrastructure is under development at the moment. It is expected up to $300 million in investment and more than 2,000 jobs from its operation. Industrialization and manufacturing of EV. One of the leading plants in the MFES is to host a facility for manufacturing electric.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, PSZ, has expressed hope that the government will increase allocation towards medicines and medical supplies in the upcoming national budget. Speaking to One Love Radio News, PSZ President Kigan Mwape says the current allocation of 4.9 billion kwacha is insufficient and expects the government to adjust the amount upwards. Mr. Mwape has also emphasized the need for the government to invest in the distribution of health commodities, including high tonnage vehicles, to transport drugs and medical supplies from central medical stores to different hubs and hospitals. He says the sector expects the government to allocate funds towards the recruitment of health workers, including those who manage the service delivery of pharmaceuticals.
It is our expectation that they are also going to invest in the distribution of these health commodities, because usually you find that they buy these drugs and they'll just be stationed at the central level. So this time around, we are hoping that if they can also increase on the allocation for distribution of these commodities. Then other than that, we are also expecting that the government also allocate money towards the high tonnage vehicles that are supposed to transport these vehicles, these drugs and medical supplies from central medical stores, from central ZAMSA to, of course, the different hubs as well as the hospitals.
The Democratic Union President has urged the Edgar Chagwa Lungu family to engage with the government to come up with an agreement that will help put the former president to rest in a dignified manner. Speaking to One Love Radio News, DU President Ake Monjovu says there is no winner or loser to justice, as there are lessons that give future leaders accountability and also lessons in humanity, as this is a unique case that everyone is learning from. He notes that there have been mistakes from both sides, but it is vital that he is put to rest so that the country can focus on other things like the nation.
No winner, there is no loser in the face of justice, but I think these are lessons for us, especially us, the future leaders. I think it gives us lessons in accountability and also lessons in humility. This is a very unique case that we are all learning from. Therefore, I would urge the family and the government to engage so that they come up with an agreement. I think that to help us put to rest our former president in a dignified manner. There are a lot of lessons to learn from this matter at hand. So I just pray that the family and the government can engage each other and put our former president to rest.
Meanwhile, the United for a Better Zambia, UBZ President Hector Sondo says the government should let the family do what they think is good for the former president, as they are his family. Now, the Media Liaison Committee says it is saddened on the sudden passing of one of Zambia's most accomplished, promising and magnetic media personalities, Lungowe Simbotwe. Lungowe dedicated her life to the noble cause of serving the masses through her unwavering commitment and excellent talent across various media houses, and became a voice for the voiceless, a source of reliable information and a beacon of inspiration for many. Her sudden departure has sent shockwaves through the nation, leaving the entire media fraternity and the public she so diligently served in a state of immense grief. The Liaison Committee Chairperson Henry Kabwe says Lungowe was more than just a voice on the radio, but a passionate advocate for the youth, girl child, and for social justice. May her soul rest in peace. We take a break. Do stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +26021122162 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.